Today we consider the second of the I Am, the seven I Am sayings of Jesus. And as we read the 11 verses that come before Jesus making that statement in John's Gospel, and if we have just seen them depicted in film, that I Am statement, I am the light of the world, seems to fit closely with what's happened around this woman. You can almost hear the words ring out as the sun rises at dawn in the temple courts. If we were to hear them ourselves, we would undoubtedly have drawn an immediate comparison between Jesus and the sun, bringing light to the day. In this, Jesus brings light into the law, and through that light into life. Since I wrote these brief words of reflection, Justice Ginsburg has died in the United States, and lots of the tributes paid to her, and even those who would be against her approach over all these years, have recognized that she brought light to the law, and through that brings light to life. The law in itself is a dead thing, only in its practice, only in bringing it to the light are we able to see its purpose. The comparison between Jesus and the sun is a powerful one on its own. By referring to himself as the light, Jesus is making a direct claim to be the Messiah. If you want to look in Isaiah chapter 9, you'll see where in his own scriptures those references come. The teachers of the law and others present in the temple court would not have mistaken the meaning of his words. It's even more evident by the conversation that follows and the emphasis on the word witness. The use of witness when in reference to light as it testifies of the Son, who Jesus himself just referred to himself as, strikes me as incredible. He's holding those two things together. The light is to bear witness. And in the action of the story from the Gospel of John today, Jesus sheds light on the life of the woman taken so publicly before all of them. You'll notice the Jewish law of the time required no other party to the accusation of adultery to be present. Another reminder of the deep patriarchal and misogynistic world of that time. Jesus takes a moment of reflection, and no doubt of prayer too, as he uses his finger to trace words upon the sandy ground. Then, as if he turns the spotlight of their accusations against the woman and turns the full light upon them instead, and those gathered in judgment, he says these words, "Let anyone among you who is without sin be the first to cast a stone at her." Jesus knows the law and brings light to it for all, and so that all may see. His words stun the crowd into silence. The brightness of the light of Jesus causes them to pause and demands that they look at things in a new light, the light of their own sinfulness. Jesus returns to his writing, says nothing, and waits. Finally, looking up, he sees no one and invites the woman to go on her way, as there is no one left to accuse her. His blessing comes with a word of challenge that she too may turn to a new life in the light of his love. For this light bears witness to itself. Every day when the sun rises, it tells you it is there. I notice on Facebook there's an awful lot of sunrises and sunset pictures going on as people take the opportunity to walk, especially during these days of being locked in for so long, as it were, staying at home. And it's interesting, somebody said, I can't remember whether this is a sunrise or a sunset. All I know is that it is the sun. If we return to the opening statements of the Gospel of John, light and darkness were used as a contrast between belief and unbelief. Jesus was described as the true light that gives light to everyone in John 1, verse 9. There were many who were able to see for the first time this day, and there were many who remained blind, no matter how bright the light that Jesus brought. Following Jesus means to believe in and trust in him, which leads to, as Jesus himself said, light and life. There is purpose in the law and purpose in bringing light to it that people might see. Those of us who follow Jesus are like travelers who follow the light in the darkest of night. You shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. There is purpose and intent in the light that Jesus brings. It is for something. The light shows what we could not see, as well as guiding our every step. And just like those who gathered and dropped their stones to the ground and went on their way, we pray that we shall never be left alone as Jesus guides us. Our part is simple. We are called to follow him, to submit ourselves to his guidance and respond to his direction upon our lives. For it's not enough to look at his light and to gaze upon it. We must follow it and walk in it. For it is a light to our feet, not only to our eyes. Let us pray. Jesus, hear our prayers as we ask you to reveal more of yourself to us. Shine your loving light into our lives. Help us to walk in your light. May we know the light of life. And where we cannot see the way, help us and give us your peace. Amen. Before our wonderful choir, thank you for coming, choir, bless you, and for your ministry, we're going to affirm our faith using a shorter form of the affirmation. Let us confess the faith of the church. We believe in God the Father who made the world. We believe in Jesus Christ, his Son, who redeemed humankind. We believe in the Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God.